Hello, everybody. Welcome back to my podcast. This is the Music and Culture Podcast. I am your host, Tavion Henry, and today I am sitting across from my good friend and the inventor of the Tridonium, Frederick Trotwin. Hey, Frederick, how about you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. How are you doing? My name is Frederick Trotwin. I'm from Berlin, and I'm the creator of the Tridonium.
Tridonium, okay. Is that how you say it? I'm a little, not that good on my German. Tridonium, I believe.
Tridonium, yes, that's it. That's it.
Okay, well, cool. So tell me a little about the Tridonium. What is this?
It's an invention I created in 1929. It's a electronic piano, you could say. It's let me describe for you guys what it looks like for those of you who cannot see what I'm looking at in front of me. It's a wood, almost like a piano setup, with a series of knobs, and it has a metal resistor with a wire under it, and that's what I use when you use to play the music. So with the piano, you're playing keys. For this, it's like a metal plate with a resistor wire under it. So as you push it down harder or glide across it, you kind of stretch out the sounds. In a way to make different types of music.
Okay, that's pretty cool, man. So yeah, what is the sound of this sound like? When did you create this? Let's start there first.
Well, we started production and I created it in Berlin, in 1929. And that's with my music and lab radio company.
What was the name of that company?
It's called Musikhofische Ichfulhilfe.
Can you say that again?
Musikhof Schuflif ist les Vita.
Okay, yeah, well, we'll just say that we'll call it the Frederick Music and Lab Radio. That'll work. So I understand you guys don't speak German. It's the way it rolls off your tongue is a little bit different.
Okay, well, yeah, man, I'll try to work on my German a little bit. Maybe I can get like you and one day have such a good accent as you.
But yeah, man. Well, for those of you guys at home, you know, I know you're a little bit younger like I am. You know, Mr. Frederick here, he's a little bit before our time, but we do have a Tridonium in the podcast office with us, guys. So we want to kind of play a sample. You know, we have a good friend over here, John, who's going to play some music for us to kind of show you guys what it sounds like. Oh, thank you, John. That was great. That sound was very soothing. I almost could have fell asleep. What about you, Frederick?
Oh, yes. I've definitely fell asleep with my invention a few times. Yeah, you know.
That's pretty cool, man. It almost reminds me of like a harp. You know, the way that he rolls his finger as he plays it in that smooth, you know, everlasting tone. Just kind of, you know, gives you those good vibes, man. That kind of just brightened up my day a little bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Tavion. I'm really glad that you like my invention.
So when was this, when it kind of hit market? And how'd it do overall?
Well, like I've told you before, it was created in 1929. Kind of worked on the marketing a little bit. Back then, you know, marketing wasn't as what it is like now. But back then, we It hit the market around, you know, 1933. It kind of stayed popular maybe till around 1935, 1936. It didn't do as much as we thought it would, but we definitely do like the impact that it's had. We sold about 200 copies, of the Tridonium, and even Paul Hindersmith wrote several short trios with three different types of Tridoniums with three different tunings. So
you know, bass, middle, and high voice. So just use those different types of tones on the tridonium to create different types of music. Okay, man, that's dope, man. I definitely would love to learn how to play it one day because, you know, the sound is so unique, especially in the fashion that you play the instrument. That'd be pretty cool to learn how to play that. Yes, it is pretty cool. Also, I wanted to talk about some popular people who used our tridonium to kind of give us some publicity. So, you know, in June of 1930, Oscar Sala and Paul Hindemith, like I told you, they gave public performances at the Berlin Musikhochschule Hall, back in Berlin, which was to introduce the tridonium. And Oscar Sala even toured Germany in 1931, who was a soloist in the performance of the Hindemith concert with the tridonium with the string quartet. Oh, that's pretty cool, man. So definitely it toured its way around Germany. So that's pretty cool, man. Maybe one day I can get my hands on one of my own if you don't. You know, I doubt you're making them anymore, but if you do, you know, definitely slide me one of those because, you know, us here at the Music and Culture Podcast would love to, you know, use that in the intro one day or something like that. But yeah, guys, we want to kind of wrap it all up. Thank you again, Frederick, for coming to our podcast today. We definitely appreciate, you know, all that you do and all the knowledge that you gave us. So, you know, we hope that you've had a good time, you know, being on this podcast with us. And, you know, thanks again. Oh, yes, we thank you. Thank you, guys. I really enjoyed being here and talking about, you know, my invention and everything that was going on. So, yeah, thanks again, guys. Much, much very appreciated. All right, guys, that's all, man. I guess we'll see you guys later, man. Use that tone and roll us up out of here.